Fes Nissen, Tuesday the 8th of April, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow. The esoteric 16-sided sword in the Haggadah.
How many sides?
Good morning. The Baal Shem Tov had a grandson, affectionately known as Reb Baruchel. Reb Baruch of Mezhbish, which was the hometown where the Baal Shem Tov was born. And he was the son of the Baal Shem Tov's daughter, Udal. And he was wont of saying, I'll say it in Yiddish, "Von the Yoch von Pesach melept the ganze Yar." Translated, from the yoch is the jelly that the fish is cooked in. The yoch, from the yoch, from the fish, melept the ganze Yar. What did he mean to say? On the Lel Seder, by the Haggadah, we say Dam Va'esh V'Simrais Ashan, and the minug in Klal Yisrael is that we remove three drops from the kais, and we put it on the side. Some are noig to put it in a kli that's broken, and we continue to remove from the kais when we say the Aseres Hamakos, as included as well when we say Rabbi Yehuda Yonosim Bem Simonim Ditzach Adash Ve'achav. So three times Dom Ve'esh V'Simrais Asham, 10 times by the Makis, 3 times by the Simonim, is a grand total of 16. What is the source, what is the makar for this minig of taking out drops from the kais? The Mishnah Brura says that when one removes the drops of wine from the kais, they should use their finger, the etzba, the pointer, based on the pasuk. Etzba Elokim, the Mitzrayim said by the makos that it's the finger of Hashem. So we use the finger, the pointer is the etzba, to remove the drops of wine from the kais. And that's how the Ramah paskins. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings down as one shita. However, there are three other shitas as to how should one remove the wine from the kais. The Haggayis Minhagim says that one should use the zeres, the pinky. And I think that seems to be a very common minig, that you use the pinky to remove. You'll ask me, it says, Etzba Lekim, why are you using the zeres? The Tarot says that there's a machloikis as to which finger it means when it says Etzba Elokim. Etzba is commonly used as a generic pointer, but it also can mean a finger. It doesn't necessarily tell us which finger. So the Sefer HaGoyis Minhagim brings to use the pinky, the zeres, not the pointer finger. In Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, it says to use the kmitza, which is the ring finger, the second to last finger next to the pinky, that is the Etzba Elokim. So far we have three shittas: the pointer, the pinky, or the second to last finger, the ring finger. And the Arizal says that you shouldn't even use a finger. Al-Pi Kabbalah, you should just pour out directly from the cup, and you shouldn't put your finger in at all. Why that is, there's a reason Al-Pi Kabbalah, but there's also a reason that we don't want the wine that you already removed from the previous makas to get mixed in again with the kais. Bottom line is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Ovid Kemar, Ovid to Ovid Kemar, Ovid, it doesn't make a difference which one of these minhagim you use. All four of them are perfectly logical and acceptable, either the pointer, the pinky, the ring finger, or Al Yidei Shvicha, pouring out without coming into contact with any of the fingers. Some are of the opinion that you have to refill the kais afterwards, because you removed from the kais, and the kais has to be Malay. We're going to make the second bracha of Asher Ge'olanu on this kais, and it's a kais shel bracha, and has to be filled. So some people are makbid then to refill the kais. What is this idea of removing these 16 drops of wine, however it may be, from the kais? So the Maharil, who was a Talmud of the Rekeach, he's one of the earliest sources of Chachmei Ashkenaz, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sword. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sword has 16 facets. It has 16 sides. And this cherev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use to take nekama. He will take revenge on our enemies. When Mashiach will come, this is the sword that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use to take nekama against our enemies. And that sword has 16 sides. So to be meramis to that sword on the Lel HaGeula of Pesach, we take out wine from our kais 16 times. The Shah Kadosh Baruch Hu bring this sword so as to take to avenge the anger and the death that the Mitzrayim caused to us, and bring it on the Mitzrayim. Not only the Mitzrayim, but all the nations that oppress us. Now, the Darkei Moshe, who is the Ramah in his Pirush, in the Torah, he gets a little bit esoteric, and he tells us, what is the name of this sword? It's not just a sword. This is a Shem HaKadosh that has powers, and the name is Yoihach, Yud Vav Hei Chaf. And he explains that this is a compound word, Yud Vav, which is 16, Gematria, Yud and Vav is 16, and Hach, which means to hit. So the Cherev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a specific name, it's called Yoihach, and at the Lel Seder we take out 16 drops of wine from the cup to bring forth the power and to remind us of that Koyach of Yoihach. In Parashas Vayetze, the Medrash says as follows, Yitzchak gave over the brachas to Yaakov and Esav, and Rivka gave Yaakov a bracha as well, and Min HaShamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov brachas as well. Whatever Yitzchak and Rivka benched Yaakov Avinu with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the blessing as well. Reb Chaim Velozhin asks Akasha. The Medrash says as follows, what was the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yaakov Avinu, which was the identical bracha that Rivka gave him? A pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tzadik Aleph, Ki Malachav Yitzav Alach, Yaakov Avinu is going on the crossroads now. We don't know what's going to happen to him. Esav is running after him. He wants to kill him. Ki malachav yitzavalach, that the malachim should watch over you as a shmira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov Avinu this bracha as well. What's ki malachav yitzavalach? So Reb Chaim Velozhin explains that the Seif Tevis, the last letters of the words, ki malachav yitzavalach, is yoihach. Ki malachav yitzavalach is yoihach. That Rivka Imenu was giving a bracha to Yaakov. That I know that Esav, your brother, wants to come and kill you. I'm giving you this bracha of yoihach, that yoihach, which Chaim Velozhin explains, is the shame that HaKadosh Baruch uses to watch tzaddikim when they're going on the way. This should watch over you, and Esav shouldn't be able to get you. Reb Chaim Velozhin explains, that's pshat in the pasuk. It says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harona. And all the mafarshim have difficulty grasping why it says Vayelech in this pasuk. It's extra. The pasuk should have said Vayetze Yaakov Meresheva. Yaakov went from Beersheva Lecharon to Charon. What's Vayetze Yaakov Meresheva? He left Beersheva Vayelech and he went Charona to Charon. Let it just say Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheva Lecharon. So Reb Chaim Velozhin says as follows: when the Vilna Gaon used to say goodbye from his friend, the Gemara says Hayiftar mechaverei Hayiftar mimenu el mitaych halacha. You can't just say goodbye to your friend. You have to tell him a halacha. The halacha that the Vilna Gaon used to tell somebody when he would leave him would be the following halacha. Yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. We know when we have a machlokes, there's a rabim that say A, and a miut that say B. So we paskin A, yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Reb Chaim Velozhin said the Vilna Gaon wasn't a simple man. He didn't just pick this halacha as a random halacha. The Rosh Tevis of yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, is yoyach. When the Vilna Gaon was telling the person the halacha as hayiftar mechaveroi, when you leave your friend, do not depart unless you tell him halacha, he was adding in a secret bracha that the Shem Yoihach should watch over you. Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Zok Reb Chaim Velozhin, that's pshat over here. The Medrash said that Rivka gave Yaakov Avinu a bracha, ki malachav yitzavalach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that same identical bracha. Now the word vayelech is extra. The pasuk says Vayetze Yaakov Meresheva Vayelech Charona. Now in Ivra, in Lashon Kodesh, a hey at the end of a word is the same thing as a lamed in the beginning of the word. Now the way that the Mefarshim asked the kash is that it should say Vayetze Yaakov Meresheva Licharon to Charon. So we need to find a lamed to stick in front of the word Charon, and then the hey at the end will be extra, right? It's superfluous. Now the word Vayelech is extra. Let's take out the lamed from Vayelech and put it in front of the word Charon, so that the pasuk should read, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva L'Charon. So we have the Vav, the Yud, and the Chaf left over from Vayelech, which is not necessary. And we have the Hey at the end of Charon, which is not necessary, because we're using the Lamed from Vayelech to say L'Charon. What's left over? Yoihach. Zoktub Chaim Velozhin, the Medrash says that Rivka gave a bracha, Ki Malachav Yitzavalach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the same bracha. Where did Hashem give that bracha? In the actual word Vayelech. Yaakov Avinu is going on the derech now. He needs a shmira from Esav and all the malachim that are trying to get him. Ki malachav yitzavalach, the shem of Yoyach, should watch over him. In the bracha of Baruch Aleinu in Shemayin Asrei, there are two nischa'is, two common nischa'is amongst Bnei Ashkenaz. This, we say that Baruch Aleinu, the same bracha or the same parakata levracha al peneho adama, and the next two words are machlokes. The Rosh says that one should say v'sabenu mituvecha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you should sustain us, you should nourish us from your good. However, the Arizal says that one should say v'sabenu mituva, that you should give us sustenance from the good of the land, which we're referring to in the bracha Baruch Hu. So two shittos, what to say? Do we say v'sabenu mituvecha like the Rosh, referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or do we say v'sabenu mituva? That's a machlokes. Now the Shalah in his Siddur brings down something fascinating. He says that his minig was that when he was at home in the city, he would say v'sabenu mituva like the Arizal. And when he was going on the derech, when he was traveling, he would say v'sabenu mituvecha like the Rosh. And there's something that's very troubling. How is it that he can change his nusach hatfilah based on where he is? It seems like a chucha v'tlula. How can you change depending on where you are? Now, that we're not going to address because that's a very difficult shaila. How could one change the nusach hatfilah? You're not allowed to. So you have to pick one nusach and stick with it. But just, what was the pshat? What was the shlah trying to do? So I want to explain as follows, based on what we said beforehand. Pinei, the last word is yud. Ha'adama, the last word is hey. Now, v'sabenu is a vav. So far we have yud, hey, and vav. When the shlah was in the city, he said, I'm going to say like the Arizal. Why did the Arizal say v'sabenu mituva? Because then you add a hey at the end. It's yud kei vav kei. You're making the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pinei ha'adama v'sabenu mituva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying, give us sustenance from the Shem Havaya. You make the Shem Havaya. However, if you say v'sabenu mituvecha, so then you have pinei ha'adama v'sabenu mituvecha, is yud hei vav, chaf, instead of the hey, is yoyach. Now we understand the Shalah, when he was going on the road, how he was able to do it is a different story. But what was he trying to do? What he was trying to do was to switch the hay from Yudke Vavke specifically to a chaf, that it should be Yayach, because now he's going on the road. He wants to have the skula of the Shem of Kimalach of Yitzavalach of Yayach. That's why he switched from when he was in the city to when he was going on the road. Now, the ten makas were written on this staff. Tzach Adash Be'achav. Whose stick was this? Whose staff was this? Now, it's a little bit of a machlaikis. We know that on the staff, on the mata of Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody's taught in Cheder, that the Tzach Hadash Bachav was written on the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was the staff with which he performed the makas. But the problem is that we find sometimes in the Torah that Aaron had a staff, and he used that staff to perform Isis. He threw that down in front of Paro, and it turned into a snake, into a serpent. And we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a mata. So whose mata is it? Who are we referring to? So the Medrash says, actually, that there was one mata that was inscribed, engraved on it, the Tzach Hadash Be'achav, and depending on who's using the mata at that time, that tells us whose mata are we going to call it. So when Moshe was using that mata, it's called Moshe's mata. And when Aaron used it, likewise. And on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But it was one mata that said on it, the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. However, the Zayar Chodosh and Parshas B'Shalach argues, and he says that no, there were two matas. There was the mata of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was the mata of Hashem. He doesn't address the mata of Aaron, but seemingly to say that the mata of Moshe and Aaron was the same that was used for the ice of changing the mata into a tanin, and as well as for the Aseres HaMakas. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own separate mata. So if two shittas, exactly how many staffs, how many matas were there? The Yalkut Ruvenu brings a machloikis tanayim between between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Shel Sanperinun Haya." It was Evan Sapir, which we would translate into sapphire, but we'll see in a minute that it's not the sapphire that's known to us. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it wasn't made out of sapphire, of Evan Sapir, Sanperinun. Rather, it was made out of eitz. It was made out of wood. There's a story with the Vilna Gaon. Moses Mendelssohn was sent a precious stone from the monarchy of Russia, and they didn't know exactly what this stone was. They had found it in their treasure houses, in their archives, and they didn't know exactly what it was. And they were sending it around to other countries to try to discover what is the powers of this stone that it's been hidden in our treasure houses for so long that we don't know what it is. And it made its way around Germany, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. And somehow it got to the hands of Moses Mendelssohn. And he looked at it and he tried to figure out what it was. He couldn't figure it out. But he advised the people that were trying to figure out what was the value, what was the chashivas of the stone, that on their way back to Russia, they should stop off in Vilna. And there's a very clever man named the Vilna Gaon, and perhaps he'll be able to help you. Now, there are a couple versions exactly to how the story took place, but I'll tell you one of them. Now, Moses Mendelssohn's intent over here wasn't really to help out the Russian government. Really, he was trying to ridicule the Vilna Gaon. Moses Mendelssohn wasn't, it's a little bit of a, he's a controversial issue. He's known as the father of the reform movement. Exactly how firm he himself was is a subject of debate. But he was trying to show up the Vilna Gaon that you're not going to figure out what exactly is the power of this stone. And he sent it to Vilna. The Russian emissary listens to the advice of Moses Mendelssohn. He gets to Vilna and he brings the stone to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon looks at the stone. He couldn't tell right away exactly what the powers were. He left it there. He put it on his table. He went back to learn. The Vilna Gaon wasn't a batlin. While the Vilna Gaon was learning, a little child comes in and he sees the stone and he starts throwing it around. He's playing with it. He's juggling it. And there was a cup of water on the table. And the little kid made a game, and he took the stone, and he threw it. He was trying to see if he could get it into the water. And he threw it, and eventually got in and landed in the water. And he left the room, he went on his merry way. The Vilna Gaon finished learning, and he walks out into the next room, and he sees in this cup of water is lying that stone, and the waters are split to the right and to the left, and lying in the bottom, in the middle, on the base of the cup, is this stone. So the Vilna Gaon was all excited. Said, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest for me. I know what this stone is. This stone is Even Sanperinon. It's Even Sapir. It's the sapphire stone. And the Yerushalmi says that Even Sanperinon has the magical powers of splitting water. The Russian emissary came back. The Vilna Gaon told him, you know why you have this stone in your treasure house? Because this stone is super precious. It is completely rare. It's an exotic stone. It's Even Sanperinon. And it has the power to split water. And Moses Mendelssohn, when he heard about it, he was slightly dejected. Here he's trying to show up the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon figured out exactly what were the powers of the stone. So Moses Mendelssohn wrote a letter to the Vilna Gaon, and he said that he doesn't understand what's the big nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, that Kadosh Baruch Hu split the sea. Perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu's staff was made out of Sanperinon. Now, I don't know whether or not Moses Mendelssohn knew the machloikis that the Yalkut Reuveinu brings down, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that it was made out of Sanperinon. So Moses Mendelssohn said, what's the big nes of Kriyas Yamsuf? You know what it was? It was Even Sanperinon that has natural powers to split water. So there was no nes. What's the big miracle of splitting of the sea? So the Vilna Gaon told him, Moses Mendelssohn, thank you very much. You helped me answer a kasha that I have. Because the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu by the splitting of the sea, Horeh Mesmatcha, that's the lashon that the Torah uses, and then you'll split the sea. Va'ata hori mesmatcha uniteyas yodcha al hayom uvka'eyu. Pasuk in Bishalach, Parag Yudalad, Pasuk Tezayin. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabasha. What does the word hori mean? Hori can mean to remove. The Gros said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, don't put your stick into the water. You know why? Because one day will come a man, Moses Mendelssohn, and he'll say that there was no nes in splitting of the sea. So don't let your staff come in contact with the water. Rather, v'ata, hori mesmatcha, lift up, remove your stick, uniteyas yadcha, just stretch out your hand, al hayam, uvka'eyu, and split it. So the Vilna Gaon told Moses Mendelssohn, don't try to pull any shtiklich over here, that the reason why the sea split was because it was Even Sanperinon, and that has not the powers to split water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hori mesmatcho neteis yadcho, just stretch out your hand, don't actually let it come in contact with the water. So back to the Yalkut Reuveinu, we have two shitas, what the material that the staff was made out of. Rabbi Yeshua says it was Even Sanperinon, and Rabbi Yehuda says it was made out of eitz. The Pirkei Derb Elezer and Parak Mem, as well as the Mishnah and Ovis that we're all familiar with, said that this staff was one of those things that was created Ben Hashmashos B'Yom HaShishi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last day of creation, Ben Hashmashos, when it was Safek Yom, Safek Laila, created 10 things, and one of those things was this Mata. Pirkei Derb Elezer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Mata to Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. Adam then passed it on to Chanoich. Chanoich gave it in turn to Noach. Noach gave it to Shem. Shem gave it to Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to Yosef. And then Yosef brought it down with him to Mitzrayim. when Yosef was Nifter, so he was the Sheni Lamelech, he was the second in command, and the Malchus, the base Paroi, took all of Yosef's possessions when he was Nifter, and brought it to the castle, so to speak. And lying around, Zok the Pirkei Avelazar, in the Armon, in the palace of Paroi, was this Mata, the staff, that said on it, Tetzach Adash Ba'achaf. Yisroi, we know, was one of the Chartumim of Paroi, and he had to run away when he gave Paroi advice that he wasn't happy with. There was Eoiv, Bilam, and Yisroi. And Yisroi, when he ran away, Zok the Pirkei Avelazar, he took this staff with him, because he saw that it had to have some special powers, and he was curious as to what this Tetzach Adash Ba'achaf engraved on it was, and he took it with him when he fled to Midian. Yisroi then went, Zok the Pirkei Avelazar, and planted it in his garden, which would seem to say that the Pirkei Avelazar holds like the second sheet that was made out of wood, not out of Evan Samperinon, because he planted it. And he said that whoever will be able to remove this mata, this staff, from my garden, can marry my daughter Tzipora. Now, in about the year 1918, if I'm not mistaken, there was a man named 1938, I have written down. 1938, there was a man named T.H. White. T.H. White wrote a very famous book that was called The Sword in the Stone. Now, we know sometimes that the best fairy tales sometimes seem very phantasmagorical, but they still steal it from us. The famous story of Rip Van Winkle, who fell asleep for 20 years during the times of the American Revolution, is stolen from a Gemara in Tainus of Chayni HaMagal, who couldn't figure out Pshat in Hayinu Kechomim, and he fell asleep for 70 years, and he came back and nobody recognized him. Now this man, T.H. White, may he rest in peace, is a ganef, because he stole his story, The Sword and the Stone, in which, for those of you that are not familiar, for those of you that were born after 1938, King Arthur pulled out a stone from, pulled out a sword from a stone and anvil, and when he pulled out that stone, that sword from the stone, he was crowned King of England. Let's go back to the Pirkei Avelazar. So Yisroi planted this staff in his garden. Nobody was able to remove it, and he said, "Whoever can remove it will marry my daughter Tzipora." Now the Mefarshim grapple: why is it Moshe Rabbeinu comes, a foreigner, and right away Yisroi gives him his daughter Tzipora to marry? Now, based on this Pirkei Avelazar, it's very understandable. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along after many Giborim, the Pirkei Avelazar says, tried to pull it out, and nobody was successful. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he pulls it out like pulling out a hair from a cup of milk, and he pulls out the sword, the Tzach Adash Brachav. Yisroi then gives him his daughter Tzipora to marry, and the rest is history, as they say. Now I ask you, is T.H. White a ganef, or did he think of the story himself? Right? King Arthur, as a young lad, pulled out the sword from the stone. He was crowned King of England. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lahavdil, went to Yisroi's garden, pulled out the staff, the Tzach Adash Brachav, and was crowned the son-in-law of Yisroi. I think that perhaps the hypothesis that T.H. White was doing some Jewish reading.
He was a
Lamdin, yeah, that's clear. Now, we said before the Pirkei Avelazar says exactly the history, the lineage of this staff. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Adam in Gan Eden, who then in turn gave it to Chanoch, to Noach, to Shem, to Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to Yosef, and then it made its way to Moshe via slight detour, Yisroi and his garden. The Yalkut Shemayni says that this staff made actually another stop in between that isn't mentioned in the Pirkei Avelazar, and that is that in between Yaakov and Yosef, it went to Yehuda. And that was the staff that Yehuda gave to Tamar as one of the simanim, the cloak, the signet ring, and the staff. It wasn't just any ordinary staff. It was the staff that was written on it, the Tzach Adash Ba'achav, that came from Adam HaRishon. That is the staff that Yaakov Avinu says, Ki b'makli avarti es hayarden. Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav, and he had only one thing with him, that he wasn't able to give any engagement presents to his wife. What was the one thing he had with him? The staff. What was so important that he had the staff? So Pasha Pshat, you learn, because he was going on a journey, he needed a walking stick. But the real answer is that this staff is no ordinary staff. This is a staff that came from Adam HaRishon Gan Eden that says in the Tzach Adash Ba'achav that is going to be used to make the Exodus Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. That's why Yaakov Avinu, even though he gave away all of his things to Eliphaz, all of his possessions, he was careful to save that stick. The Ritva says that this was a different staff. It wasn't from Adam HaRishon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe at the Sneh, at the burning bush, so a matah was Yared Min HaShamayim, it came down from heaven, and a fiery matah came, and that was the matah of the Tzach Adash Ba'achav. So the Ritva has a different shita. The Abarbanel says that this staff was buried with Moshe Rabbeinu, and nobody after Moshe Rabbeinu used it. However, the Yalkut Shemayni that we mentioned beforehand says differently. Yalkut Shemayni says that all of the Malchei Yisrael, all of the kings, got this staff by Yerusha, they inherited it, until the Churban Abayis. And once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that staff was hidden. And Mirtz Hashem, when Mashiach comes, that staff will be given back to Melech HaMashiach, who will then use it to, so to speak, take Nakam on our enemies. So we have this stick of the Tzachad Ashbachad that was either made of Evan Sanperinun or made out of eights. The sheet that holds it was made out of eights actually holds that it was made from the Eitz HaChayim in Gan Eden. It wasn't just stam any stick of wood. It had powers of the Eitz HaChayim. Let's go back to Rav Baruch HaMimezhbish. The Buruchel used to say that from the Yoach, from Pesach, Melept Agantziyar. What did he mean to say? He didn't mean to say that from the fish jelly. Yoach, how would you spell Yoach? Yud Vav Hechav. This Shem of Yoach, which is 16 hit, Yud Vav Hach, which is the Shem that Kadosh Baruch Hu uses to watch over the tzaddikim when they're on the way, which is the nusach that the Shlach switched to when he was traveling. This is the koyach that we want to be meramis to, the Lo HaSeder, when we dip out Dam Va'esh V'Simris Asham, the Tzachad Ashbachav, the Tanmakas, the Maril says, when you dip it out, you should have in mind that Kodesh Baruch Hu should take Nekama on our enemies, and that Mashiach should come B'Mehera, and that's what Baruch Hu meant, that from the Yoach, from that Shem, from Pesach night, we live the whole year. So we should be zeichah that Melech HaMashiach should come back with that staff and take Nekama on our enemies. Shkai.